this is Daniela Cambone for ITM Trading, continuing with our coverage here at the Ripley's Aquarium for arguably the best event during the PDAC, the world's largest mining conference, the Silver and Gold Reception, which is hosted by various miners, including Hecla. And I'm with the CEO now, Phil Baker. Good to be back with you. It's been too long.
Yep. Great to be here.
What a time to be chatting. I mean, I don't think I could have picked a better day with the price action that we're seeing in gold, silver, and Bitcoin, I should say. But first, let's get your thoughts on what you're seeing on the silver market here.
Well, look, when I look at the silver market, I look at it sort of long term.
Right.
You know, we're, you know, Hecla's 100 plus year old company, and we've got mines that are going to operate for clearly 15 years and probably more like 20 or 30 years. And so when I think about the silver price, what I'm looking for is what is happening to create this fundamental demand. And it really is all about the energy transition.
The energy transition.
Yeah.
So talk to me a bit about that. Like, you mean like electric vehicles and how much silver will be used there?
It's really more the photovoltaics, solar energy. You know, just a few years ago, the amount of solar that was being installed was a fraction of where it is today. This past year, it was probably 380 gigawatts worldwide. It takes 500,000 ounces to put in 1 gigawatt of solar. So that means we consumed, I don't know, call it 180, 190 million ounces. The year before it was 140 million ounces. In a year or 2 years from now, we'll be well over 250 million ounces. So it's a huge, huge difference in that silver market, which is only about 1.2 billion ounces. So almost 15% is just solar now, and it didn't even really exist before.
How much of that is behind the price action that we're seeing, though? Or do you think it has to do more with what we're seeing in the economy?
You know, when you look at where the price is, that, you know, the price does not match up with what the underlying fundamentals are. And the reason I say that is because you've had now 3 years of deficits, where we're having to use above ground stock to meet the need. And it's probably been about 500 million ounces.
Right.
That we've
right.
had to consume in order to meet the demands, not just for photovoltaics, but for all of the applications.
You know, I had Keith Neumeyer on before of First Majestic. Obviously, he's a big believer in triple digit silver. I don't know if he's the first to ever coin that. I mean, do you focus on that? Is that obviously a goal? I mean, you'd love to see that.
Yeah. Look, I'd love to see it. We've got these long lived assets, and, you know, we will experience whatever the price cycle is. And, you know, our stock, when the prices move, we have historically always been the best performing stock on the New York Stock Exchange. So that day is going to come.
I have to ask you, though, because I even spoke about this with Pierre Lassonde in terms of gold stocks and why, you know, there's price action in gold, but it's not being reflected in the miners yet. I mean, when's the catch up going to happen here?
Nobody knows, you know, and so you need to have assets that can go through the cycle. So is it going to take a month? Is it going to take 3 years? Who knows? But we have assets that can, you know, do well no matter what the price environment.
As a metal, is it always silver over gold for you?
Yeah, and it always has been. Well, Hecla is a 130-year-old silver company, and we have done gold for about 50 years. And gold is very important for us because it stabilizes what this very volatile silver price. But, you know, silver, there's a fundamental underlying demand for silver, and it's growing.
I want to ask you about, obviously, the price action in Bitcoin, and we see how there was money flowing out of gold ETFs into the Bitcoin ETFs. I mean, do you focus?
I don't focus on Bitcoin. Yeah.
How do you not get caught up in that?
I think it's because of the nature of our shareholders. We have 77,000 shareholders, and they are focused on silver for the most part. You'll have, you know, small groups that maybe are involved in Bitcoin, but for the most part, they understand the value of silver.
Phil, finally, what do you want the folks at home to know about the goals for Hecla this year? What's your focus?
Well, look, Hecla is probably the fastest growing silver company in the world. Just in 2018, we produced 10 million ounces of silver. And by the way, I don't talk about equivalents. You can't use an equivalent ounce in a solar cell. So 10 million ounces this past year was 14. This year we should be about 16, almost 17. In 2 years we should be 20 million ounces of silver.
Phil, I'll let you get to this incredible event. Over 2,000 people expected tonight. Hopefully you'll have some fun. Thank you for stopping by, and thank you for watching. We'll have more great content coming your way, so be sure to stay tuned to the Daniela Comboni Show here on ITM Trading. And don't forget to sign up at DanielaComboni.com to stay on top of it all. Thanks for watching.